the Modern Mavericks.
Currently, the New Orleans Pelicans are in first place in the Southwest. Let's talk about them. Dallas is only one win behind, but it feels as if we have lost control and we're on the verge of improving. What do those two things mean? I think that the Southwest Division is going to experience an influx of power and dominance coming from New Orleans. They are gelling. They are tougher than they were earlier this season. I know I saw Zion in person, and I'd be lying if I didn't say I was devastated. I was so hurt and disappointed. Taking a loss at home, seeing what I felt like was a lack of effort. And then it hit me. This is the first time I've seen Zion in person. This episode isn't going to be about Zion Williamson or the New Orleans Pelicans, but they are the competition in the Southwest. And I've had eyes on Zion. And yeah, man, he is very different. I can't say that he's the fastest guy in the gym, but I bet you he's the strongest guy on the court. And I saw that the way that him and Valanciunas handled the bigs and were rocking the block. So he doesn't get enough credit for that. He's a big guy. He plays big man time. And in the fourth quarter, you could see he's wore. He's tired. We've been clowning him for years about his conditioning, but it just might be how much he puts out there. The style of play he has, he won't get enough credit. Brilliant passer. He can block, defend, and he can score. And you forget that. You put pressure on this kid to put 20 points up every night, and you don't realize that his integrity as a man, as a player, lies in playing the way he does. With that being said, I think they're going to be propelled by him, Brandon Ingram, and CJ McCollum. Don't ever sleep on Valanciunas. I don't know if he's getting better, stronger, or what, but 2 years ago I noticed this, and this is the third year of me giving him his flowers. As far as all the guys in the NBA, they might be composed of multiple guys like those. So back to the good guys that we care about, the Dallas Mavericks, and why I'm speaking so extensively to New Orleans. We might have to hold it down in this second spot, being the second most noticed team in our division, and that's okay. If we let the attention go elsewhere and continue to grow this deep, talented pool of players that we have, we're going to be in good shape. The trade deadline, all-star break, all that good stuff is coming up soon. And I don't know. I'd be lying if I said that I wanted to get rid of different guys. It hasn't changed. I'm not going to mention them by name because clearly we've got a system that's unlike any other. And those roster spots are kept by particular talent. I do think this is a long game, and I'm going to talk about it just briefly. Everyone on this team, except for Rashawn Holmes and maybe Maxi Kleber, is paid appropriately. I think that Grant Williams, if we can get a decade of solid production out of him, he's going to be a Dallas legend. He's going to call Dallas home, and that's all right. I really think that's a piece of our championship team. Markieff Morris is awesome. He's amazing. Derek Lively is untouchable. What do you guys think about Derek Jones Jr.? He is only 26 years old. He doesn't even have a significant contract to get rid of. But then there's Maxi Kleber, a 31-year-old power forward with $11 million in salary. I'm not tapping the baller alert button. I think that clearly he gives us a different presence, ability, and in 7 years in Dallas, I definitely think that he has contributed to his team, but the amount of minutes and everything else that goes into the impact of this player's contract, I have to say that I respect this career very much. Very modest and consistent contributor. Incredibly consistent over the years. And I think that Maxi Kleber could get his flowers or opportunity and increase these minutes for the next 3 seasons. I hope that he finds that breakout opportunity as we approach the home stretch. Again, Tim Hardaway Jr. is paid appropriately with 17. He might be able to get that up to 20. Jaden Hardy's he's coming along. And Josh Green. I think Josh Green is going to be that next breakout player. And looking at the contract specifically, we really have it made. And the roster, it's kind of diverse. I think you got a handful of mature veterans. And you've got lots of young talent. And you've got a couple of superstars in their prime. Never forget, Luka's only 24. Kyrie's only 31. So, I mean, we've got 3 more years on the Kyrie candle, hopefully, and a decade with Luka. And this decade, wow, it's going to be a ride. I think that it's certainly his team, and he's beginning to lead with a confidence and a certainty. And if Luka was wise, he would try to cash out right now in 24, this season. The Lakers killed them. They're going to need 7 games to beat a team like that. And just like my concern with the standing stands out, this might be another long ball play. Not being in the first position could benefit us more so than being in the first position. Kyrie, in my observation, has recommitted. He's locked in. He's team focused. And I think he's leading and creating to a place that creates life. Creates life in him, his teammates, us as the fans. I think it's the energy that the NBA needs to reclaim dominance. The football season is wrapping up. The Super Bowl, everybody's going to watch that. And we're going to be full speed ahead with basketball. And after the first half of the season, stretching our legs, getting comfortable, preparing, I'm over confident that this is a Western Conference Finals team. I am overly certain that if Luka remains healthy, he's going to average over 30 for the rest of the season. I really think that there is either a level up or a match up with Kyrie and Luka. When we get to late February with health and Tim Hardaway Jr. being a part of this starting lineup, those three, that certainty that comes, incorporate Derek Lively and Grant Williams. I think that's the wisdom right there. I think that Dwight Powell could be used in the starting lineup as well. With Lively, we haven't seen that yet. Once that kid gets back up, oh my goodness, it's over. Once Lively has another front court teammate to help with not just defense and spacing and all that other stuff, I think it's going to be tremendous. I absolutely believe that. And Dwight Powell is a player that could step up and play a huge leadership role for this team for 20 games in the second half of the season. I need to say this because it shouldn't be related to injury. It should absolutely be related to ability and the time that he's had on this team. In any event, as we prepare for our next few, I think that I'm very excited. I'm optimistic. And I really believe that if we don't reclaim the top spot, we have no complaints with our roster. We don't need to make any moves. We can get somebody, that'd be great. But we got it. It's super stacked, strategically stacked. Monday we play Boston. I think that's going to be an interesting game to watch. I think that Tatum's going to be fueled differently by their last loss. He missed the game winner, 2-point field goal, and that's going to carry over. So you got Boston, and then Wednesday we got Phoenix, and then Friday we got Atlanta. I want to do something for that game Friday, because that's a game that we can lead. Next day we play Sacramento, and we'll talk about next week with this kind of schedule, if we win 3 games, by the next time we get together, I need for you to help me understand what's missing.